Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the 51st episode of Interlude Army. During this episode, we'll be going over theories about BTS's comeback in May, the McDonald's collaboration, and more. Let's get it!
Welcome back to Interlude Army.
I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
Wow, it's been a minute.
Yes, it's been a while, y'all.
Woo! We're back.
Well, we are back. Roseanne is back in the States, y'all. She's back in the U.S.
Yeah, Jose.
She was...
Jose.
What happened?
I was
what
in happened? Hawaii. It's still the States.
Oh, my God.
You did it again.
Literally, what is wrong with me? Like... I can't. Wow.
We already gone over it. It's because I had to take the test and all that precaution. So it literally sounded like I was leaving the States and going to a different country. So I got you, Jose. I got you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for making me feel better. So she's still in the States. Well, rewind. She's Roseanne is still
I'm
in the
still
States,
here.
Y'all. But she's back from a long trip. That's what I meant to say. Let's try and pretend like that's what I tried to say. How was it, Roseanne? Oh, my God. Tell us.
Oh,
updates.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. Oh, it was really good. I thought traveling there would be, like, hectic, but just make sure to get your test. Make sure to follow all the procedures online. Do your research. And it goes smooth. So as soon as we arrived, everything was just like... Hawaii is taking their precautions. I think literally when we were there for that week, for the 7 days, they said like only 50 people were, I was going to say infected. 50 people had COVID or were tested positive for COVID. So their rates are pretty good. And everyone's required to wear masks. So I felt like a lot safer there. I got to enjoy everything and a lot of the... Oh, yeah. No, when we were there, I should have thought of this like ahead of time. We just last minute decided we're going to do like the same things BTS did when they were in Hawaii for Bon Voyage. So I was like, yo, it's going to be fun. So we didn't get to do like water excursions and water activities because my boyfriend gets seasick. So wait, do you get seasick, Jose?
You know, I've actually, oh my God, I think the last time I was like ever like on a boat or some type of like thing that's on water.
Think that's on water?
Was, oh my God, I don't even remember, Roseanne. Like, I don't remember. So, I don't know. I actually don't know if I would be.
So, I'm going to drag you on a boat when COVID's done and we're going to test it.
Oh, you're like, I just brought him here to see if he's sick or not. That's the only reason.
We'll make that a whole podcast episode or a video on YouTube. Is Jose seasick?
Imagine if like you're reporting and you're like, hey guys, we're currently live from the Hawaii ocean. And like in the back, you just hear me like throwing up like in the background.
Oh my gosh, no. But do you get like motion sickness? Like if you're in a vehicle or anything, do you ever get that?
You know what? The only times I do is when I'm reading and I'm in the car. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That makes
sense. Like if I'm in the car, well, obviously if I'm driving, I'm not like you know, doing extracurricular activities, you know, I can't be reading while I'm driving. Yeah. But if I'm a passenger and somebody tells me like to read something, I'm just like, I'd rather not, because I feel like I'm going to get sick. It's so weird. Like, and it's since I was a little kid, like I would read something and then I'd be like, oh, wow, my stomach hurts. I start feeling sick. So I learned, I was like, okay, I can't read while I'm a passenger.
It's so interesting because the same thing with my boyfriend. He has to be the one driving because you feel like you're expecting the motion of the car. So especially if you're focused on something else and not on the road, you're not expecting the movements, which is what's causing you to feel sick. Right. But I heard also if like in plane rides, if you're starting to feel motion sickness, you actually just hold on to the plane and feel the vibrations and you actually feel better. It's kind of weird.
Oh, wow. See, that's the thing. With planes, I've never felt sick.
Oh, okay.
Like even the first time that I was on a plane, I was like so scared. And then once we were like taking off and I was like, oh, this is nice. And then even landing, I was scared the first time. And I was like, oh, this is okay. Like nothing happened while I was on the plane. It's only like, I guess, on the ground. It's weird.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, that's good to hear. Maybe it's not like major sickness, but I think you'll be good. But we still have to test that theory and bring you out into the ocean.
We do. And I would also just love to be on a boat. It's like, I don't think I have a memory like that since I was maybe a kid. But the thing is, I don't even remember when I was a kid being on a boat.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I don't remember being a kid. I'm like, Jose?
Oh my God.
Are you an alien?
You know, that would not... You know, taking me in consideration, that would not be surprising, Roseanne. Like, I don't remember being a kid.
Oh my God. Jose left his half of his brain somewhere. Oh my Lord.
But you went to like, I know I saw some of your Instagram posts and you actually went to like some, was it a food truck or like an actual restaurant? Like, was it a hybrid where it's like restaurant but food truck as well?
Well, like, yeah. So I got to go to the food truck. It's basically in the same area as where BTS went. It's just not the exact same food truck. Y'all, if you go to Hawaii, go to Giovanni's food truck because it's bomb. But the one that BTS went to was called Hono's shrimp truck. They both serve shrimp. But another one, I think you're talking about like the picture that BTS drew. It was Jin, Jimin, and Jungkook. They drew.
Yes, yes.
That's in like a Korean restaurant, which is really funny because a lot of the times when me and my boyfriend were figuring out which restaurants BTS went to, it was like Korean restaurants. And I'm like, y'all, every time BTS travels to a different country, they always have to have their Korean food. So, really interesting.
I remember in the last Bon Voyage, they did this. Well, I mean, they do it all the time, but it's like, I remembered that they were looking for that. And I'm like, you know, it's kind of cute though that they're like, you know what? This is our comfort zone. Like if we can't figure something out, let's just get Korean food. Exactly. We know we would like it.
It really is their comfort food. Like they got to bring the noodles with them and all that stuff. So I'm like, wow. I mean, it's really good. The places that they went to was really good, except for I haven't tried the food truck, but yeah.
Next time.
I got to bring you on a trip. Next time, let's go.
I mean, I would love to go to Hawaii. Oh my God. That's always been a place of, I guess, a bucket list place.
Yeah. And it's not too expensive. Well, I don't know now because it's about to be summer, but our plane tickets were literally like 280, almost 300 bucks. Oh. So it's not, the only thing that's kind of expensive are like hotels and Airbnbs, but you could do Airbnbs. Right.
Yeah.
It's cheaper than hotels.
Yeah. Did you stay in an Airbnb?
Oh, no, we stayed at a hotel called, I was going to say not sponsored, but I was sponsored. So shout out to Sheraton Princess Kailani Hotel. They homed us for a week. I really enjoyed my time there because the view was amazing and the location is perfect. They didn't sponsor this podcast. Maybe I should tell them. Just kidding.
Hey, well, you got the hookup. You'd be like, hey, girl, we shouted you out. Sponsored the podcast.
Oh my gosh. Oh. But yes, I'm like super stoked and excited. I felt like we kind of needed that 2-week break because a lot more things are starting to roll in, such as you already been hearing about it, BTS's comeback. Now, Jose.
Yes.
Jose, you made a video about it. Is it a couple of weeks or last week?
Yeah, it was like last week.
So I didn't get to watch that because, you know, I was kind of like MIA. So what has been going
on? She was busy. Your girl was busy.
She was out of the state, like, as Jose said.
She was out of the country. Oh my God. I'm such a clown, y'all. Like, it's ridiculous. It's funny, though. Yeah, so I made a video because, well, actually, like, some articles have been coming out. Like, there was one maybe at the beginning of, towards the end of March, that it was, like, kind of, like, you know, there was some tea being spilled around, like, hey, there's this article stating that BTS will come back in May. And that's what we got, just May. Like, the month of May. We didn't get an estimated, like, date or time frame, you know what I mean? But then other articles came around saying towards the end of May. And that's when it was, like, picking up. And it was like, yo, let's remember, the BBMAs are at the end of May as well. And if we always look at the pattern, ever since 2017... Is that, oh my God, am I tripping? Was it 2016 or 17 the first time?
2017. Wait, hold on. Let me check. Wait, no, yeah, because they didn't do blood, sweat, and tears at BBMAs.
Yes. Okay, correct. Yeah. Ooh, girl, I was drawing a blank right there. I was like, wait, am I? Yes, 2017 was the first time that they went to the BBMAs. And ever since, they've attended. Yeah, they've never missed the Billboard Music Awards. Granted, last year was virtual, but they still were there. Like, they made an appearance, they performed, you know what I mean? So it was they were still there. So it would really be surprising for them not to perform or attend this year's BBMAs. And it's also very coincidental that it's the month that it's being speculated that they're going to be coming back. And in my video, I mentioned all of that. And also, another award show that's coming in May are the Brit Awards. And this is the first time that they're being nominated. And even a Korean act in general being nominated for a Brit Award. So I was also mentioning that in my video, stating like, yo, it's very coincidental that all of these things are happening in May. And it's being rumored that they are coming back in May. And now we got the newest article that we got was a specific date, actually, which is the 21st of May. And by the way, in all these articles, Big Hit Music has responded, and every single time they say they will confirm until they say artist schedules would be confirmed once they are confirmed or something like
that. No, once they're finalized.
Finalized. There you go. Finalized. Which we know as ARMY through the years that when Big Hit Music does that, it means it's correct. Like, that is actually happening. They're just not saying a definitive yes because they can't do that. The way they're only going to say yes to it is once they are making the official announcement.
And so, that is so true. Like, with this statement in particular, they did not deny nor confirm.
Right.
Correct. They just says we will reveal our artist plans after they're finalized. So they didn't say no, that ain't right. They just said, so we already know this, like Jose mentioned throughout the years, if they say something along the lines of we cannot confirm, that is usually it is confirmed. But
even if they do deny it, there have been years, Roseanne, when they straight up said no. And we know that that's also true.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
When it comes to comebacks, we know that, like, it ends up being true. So May 21st is the date that is being rumored. It's still not confirmed, guys, but we're like 99% sure that it's going to be the 21st because it's literally the Friday before the BBMAs. Before this, we're going to be talking about it this episode, the McDonald's collaboration. So it's all aligning perfectly for the promotion. And I feel like they're coming back hard, y'all, because Dynamite had such a big impact and success that they're like, you know, we can go bigger with another single. By the way, the speculation is for a single and then going for an album, kind of like what they did with Dynamite and B. So
yeah, they did that with
It's exciting. What do you think, Roseanne?
I believe so too, because especially when we got like a screenshot like floating around Twitter, that's where I found it. It was supposedly like a report made from analysts from security firms. I don't know. I don't know anything about that. But yeah, they said in May, we were going to get like two online concerts and a digital single, which makes sense because even for Map of the Soul 7, we had Blood, Sweat, and Tears, girl. We had Black Swan.
Roseanne just wants a Blood, Sweat, and Tears type of comeback, yeah.
I really do. Not lying there. They released Black Swan and then they dropped the album. So I think they're going to do something similar because they said a digital in May. And supposedly in June, we're getting an EP, a mini album. So those are speculations as well. I'm not sure. But then in October, this is so weird because this thing is also following like old schedules from like last year as well or the year before because, girl, Rona got my brain and schedule mixed up. But in October, we're going to get another offline concert that's going to be simultaneously showing online. And then in November, we're getting a special album. And I don't know what that means. But this is just take it with a grain of salt, y'all. I'm not saying this is 100% or confirmed. But starting out with May, we already know there is just something in May. There's too many coinkidings, too many like promotional stuff.
Yes.
And we're going to get into that unless you have anything else, Jose, that I missed out
on. No, well, like, when you said that, it's just like if they were to perform at the BBMAs, there is a possibility, guys. Like anything is possible. But there's just no way they're going to perform Dynamite again. Do you know what I mean? Like, or I just don't see them performing Life Goes On either. I mean, they could do it, but I don't see that being on the BBMAs. I feel like BBMAs have become a pattern where they're like, this is huge. We are back. Let's remember they did that with Fake Love. They debuted. Yeah. That was their comeback stage.
Oh,
so
my God.
It can happen again, y'all. It can happen again. I see it happening. They're coming hard. And the special album, by the way, Roseanne, if I'm not incorrect, I believe EP means like mini album. And then the special album is like the full length. So I think that's June, what they're doing.
That's what I was confused about. Because isn't in June the Japanese album is also coming out?
I know. That's why I was like, are they doing like both?
I'm
like,
and in June, that is also Festa.
Festa. Oh,
like,
my God.
Girl, hold your wigs. Calm down.
My wig has gone. I'm holding on to my scalp now. That's what
my wig's gone. My soul's gone. Oh my gosh. Yeah, so I was like, yo, this is going to be like back to back to back to back, which kind of makes sense because they've been kind of like, they've been posting here and there, but they just aren't as active online.
Roseanne, it's funny how like we say that and then like literally every day we see like a new photo, a new something.
Yeah, they be posting selfies. No, but here's the thing. These are like older selfies. We don't know when these
taken. Very true.
You know how BTS works. Even J-Hope was trying to trick us that one time for April Fool's. He posted like an old photo of his red hair. People caught that real quick, though.
I fell for it, girl. I fell for it.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. I even tweeted. I was like, literally, BTS can say our new album coming out February 30th, and I would believe them.
On
like,
April 1st. On April
1st. But, like, do you get it, though, Roseanne? February 30th, that date doesn't exist. So that's why I was like, if they were to do that, I'd be like, oh my God, February 30th. And then people be like, Jose, you know that doesn't exist, right? I'm like, oh, wow.
Oh my God, I feel so stupid because I didn't even catch that. Oh, like, yeah. Oh my God, I didn't catch that. Okay. Well, thank you for explaining that to me because now I get it.
So you would be on there, right there with me then. You would be right there.
I really would be there. Me and Jose, clowns. Nothing new.
Talking about clowns, y'all, Roseanne. Talking about clowns.
Oh, smooth transition.
What we got?
We got a McDonald's and BTS collaboration.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Oh, sing your song, Jose. He posted his vocals on Twitter.
Yeah, because I was like, it makes sense in the beat and the melody. Like, if you say Bangtan Sonyeondan to the beat of the song, it totally fits. So I was like, Bangtan Sonyeondan, I'm loving it.
Let that be. Let that be true, Jose. You're starting
Oh
something.
My God. People are already, like, coming for me because I like, theorized May 21st before it was even a thing. And then what if like they actually release like a little single where they say Bangtan Sonyeondan, and then they're gonna be like, Jose, you work for HYBE. Let us in the building.
Work for HYBE. I swear, Jose. Spill some tea. Oh, but I'm really excited for this. I don't usually eat at McDonald's though. I get their fries and their honey mustard. I mix it with ketchup, and that's what I eat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you usually eat at McDonald's or from McDonald's?
I do. I'm not gonna lie. Like sometimes when I'm like, yo, I need something real fast, I'll grab a 10-piece nugget. Even started recording, guys, I told Roseanne, I was like, yo, let's get it. I can't wait to get into the McDonald's thing because it's so a coincidence. Like this exact BTS meal that they're collaborating with McDonald's is what I get. The only exception would be the dipping sauce.
Yeah.
I always get barbecue sauce, but literally I get the 10-piece, medium fries, and a medium drink. Ooh. It's not a medium Coke. It's a medium Sprite, which we should get into as well as to how is it not a Sprite?
Yeah, exactly. Hobie was probably like, Coke? Hello? Where's my Sprite?
Hobie was probably like, who do I need to speak to? Like, and then McDonald's was probably like, we need Coke, y'all. We need, because that's the universal, and be like, ugh. But if it was Sprite, it would be better.
And plus they're sponsored by Coca-Cola, remember?
Oh, yes, yes. But I mean, it's exciting because this is huge, guys. Like the only other artists that have done this are Travis Scott and J Balvin that made a collaboration with McDonald's, and they've gotten promotion. They've gotten a whole commercials. They've gotten like not only just the meal, it's like whole merchandise, whole merch line, like products and stuff. Yes, girl.
I would buy that. Oh my gosh.
I would totally get like a hat or a shirt or something, you know?
Same. I don't think we got to touch base on like what's kind of like new, because I'm sure, you know, we've tried their chicken nuggets. But the one that's like for the first time in the U.S. is the sweet chili and Cajun dipping sauce. Now, yes. I love Cajun. Mm-hmm. So they said they've already had this in Korea, because you know how McDonald's, depending on which country it's in, it's like different stuff on the menu. So I'm excited to try that. But everyone's asking, though, does it come with photo cards? Does it come with like, you know, like little toys?
I know a lot of people. I saw a tweet that McDonald's actually replied to and made it it left it very up to interpretation, like, are they or are they not? So the one thing is, though, like they did announce this. We know the meal and everything. They did leave it up saying there are more things to come. So this isn't just it. We still have to wait for what's coming. You know what I mean? Like there's going to be more. By the way, you hear the little TikTok? Did you see the little TikTok video?
Yeah. I didn't watch it. Not going to lie. I didn't watch it. But I saw the TikTok link. What is it?
Oh, okay.
Is it fries dancing?
It's fries moving, correct, yes. By the way, the logo is made up of seven fries, which I thought it was like so cute. They're moving, and then it's BTS singing the ba-da-ba-ba-ba iconic jingle, the McDonald's jingle. You can totally tell it's them. You can hear Jungkook's like high-pitched vocals. You can hear RM too. Well, you can hear all of them. They're like ba-da-ba-ba. It's so good. Oh, it's so good.
My God, if there's a music video that drops. Jose, what if the 21st, the 21st is a McDonald's song? I'm just kidding.
And we're over here thinking like a comeback.
I'm just kidding, y'all. Please do not manifest that world.
No, let's not. Let's not jinx it, y'all. Let's not jinx it.
Oh my God. I'm like, what else do you think they could come out with other than like, we already know there's going to be like merch. I mean, because that's what Travis Scott and J Balvin had. They had merch.
Correct. They had their merch.
People going to be stealing the posters. I saw the video of someone stealing Travis Scott's like McDonald's poster outside. That's going to happen.
Now that, I'm like, that's kind of dumb because you're supposed to put the posters on the inside of the restaurant, not the outside.
You're right. But you know what? People are still going to take it.
Very true. Very
true. They're going to put it in like those locked vaults.
I mean, honestly, it's gonna be limited, only one of a kind posters, because if they're not gonna sell them, they're gonna be one of a kind. I honestly would like photo cards, like they're known for that. Like I feel like it's easy to incorporate it, like, in Happy Meals, so I would love that. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if you remember. This was, like, back in 2000. Oh, my God. Maybe, like, 2007, 8. They used to have this these little mini players in the Happy Meals, and it was literally, like, seconds of a song, and I was like, bring it back. Bring yes. that back for BT.
Oh, my gosh. I remember
they were like called like pockets, no, something. They were like super small, and literally it wasn't like seconds of a song. It was nothing. It was like seconds of a song, and they came in a Happy Meal. There was like a Beyonce one. I think there was like, who was it? Jason Derulo, maybe, when he was first coming, starting out. They had like little Happy Meal toys too. Aww, for that.
That would be really cute. Like, if we do get that music thing and it's BTS's Bada Ba 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 kind of thing.
Yes, yeah.
I would love that. Oh my gosh. But I can't wait, because I feel like there's more coming out, obviously, you know, other than yes. Billboard, that has yet to be announced. They haven't even mm-hmm. announced like the lineup or the performers. Correct. And then the McDonald's, and you said what else, like the Brits Awards.
Yeah. So the 26th of May is when they start rolling out the BTS meal. It's going to be in like almost 50 countries. If you guys want the list of countries and see if like yours is included, unfortunately, there's a lot of UK armies are like, wow, like yeah, totally ignoring the UK. And I'm like, there's a lot of other countries also that aren't included, but who knows why. I don't know why they don't explain that. They just give us a list. You can find it on McDonald's Twitter page. I'm sure they'll probably post it on Instagram. I don't yeah. follow them on Instagram or anything like that, but it's probably all over their social media, or you can just Google it, and it'll give you a list of all the dates and countries that they're going to be rolling out the BTS meal. And it's only a limited time, guys, so it's not like for the rest of the future, like in the menu. It's just gonna be for a limited time. I feel like they're waiting, the BBMAs are waiting for BTS to announce their comeback, because once they announce the comeback, I feel like the BBMAs are gonna be like debuting at the BBMAs BTS,
like they
you
did
know
last time.
Yes, I feel like that's gonna happen.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. And like, oh, here's a question though. Are you going to McDonald's on May 26th, Jose?
You know, that's the thing, because I want to, but then I'm like, the lines are going to be long, but then I'm like, so yeah. I should go the next day, but then I'm like, what if they all sell out?
Oh my gosh, Jose, there'd be like 10-piece chicken nugget shortage.
It can happen,
chicken
because
nugget shortage. They're going to have
I used to work at McDonald's, and we would run out sometimes, but it was only like, with time, we would, because the truck was like late or stuff like that. Okay. So if something like this happened back then, I feel like we'd run out for real. Like, yo, we don't have no more chicken.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm a little bit worried about that, because, you know, the power of army, especially McDonald's. Yeah. I mean, there's good thing. There's a lot of like McDonald's locations here in Vegas, but still.
Yeah.
I have had experiences, not with McDonald's in particular, but another, like, it's a Filipino fast food restaurant called Jollibee. And they're known for their chicken. Legit, one day I went up to them and they said they had no chicken. I'm like, why are y'all open? That's what you're known for. That's like kind of like, I think of another chicken joint, like Popeye's saying they ran out of chicken.
Hey, and that happened here when the whole winter storm happened. They ran out of chicken. But I mean, that's understandable, because it's like everybody was out trying to look for food, so you know, wherever you can get it,
that makes sense.
And you know, the McDonald's thing, it was kind of like a surprise, but then once you really think about it, it's not really a surprise, because while the Bang Bang Con thing was being teased by the guys, they were releasing what is that called, like an acronym poem, the poem videos that they were releasing on YouTube. So in the video that we got teasing the Bang Bang Con, we got the members in subgroups teasing, but with they're called acrostic poems, but I always say acronym poem. But anywho, acrostic poems. And in the last one, we had RM, Suga, and Jimin. And in this mm-hmm. video, everybody caught on that Suga was wearing a McDonald's t-shirt, specifically a Travis Scott McDonald's t-shirt. So he was already hinting at this McDonald's collaboration. So we were like, wow, what a genius. Like, we noticed it, but we were like, oh, he's just wearing the t-shirt. It wasn't like, oh, they're going to have a collaboration with McDonald's. And now that it's been announced, we're like, oh my God, it makes sense. Like, what a genius. Like, he had teased it. And then also, I don't know if you remember, Rosen, J-Hope had a V-Live a while back, or a live stream, and he had a Nugget pillow as well. People were like, wow, he was also hinting at it since a while back.
You know what? That just reminds me, because this has still yet to be, like, announced. Mm-hmm. Actually, maybe it kind of did. So back during their Dynamite promotion pictures, you know how, like, Yoongi was also wearing the Looney Tunes shirt?
Yes.
And supposedly, I don't know if this is confirmed, because, you know, I've been MIA, but isn't it Warner Brothers and HYBE are collabing? And
that's
not confirmed yet, because even in the Dynamite lyrics, they said, you know, they mentioned LeBron, and LeBron is going to be in the upcoming Space Jam movie. Mm-hmm. It's like a rendition of the original one that Michael Jordan was in, and so it hasn't, like, been confirmed yet, but we are seeing hints. But it's also a similar situation where we see them wearing something,
and
we might find out later.
We'll find out later, like, if maybe they're on the soundtrack for the movie, you know? Yeah. Or maybe one of their songs gets played throughout the movie.
Yeah, because that could always happen. There was an animation that had mic drop, right?
It was a movie song for Netflix. I think it's, like, something in the machines. Like, it's a family, like, animated movie. Yeah. And they use mic drop. So, I mean, they're branching out, y'all. Like, they're getting their money, okay? Mm-hmm. They're getting that check. But speaking of Bang Bang Con, did you get to watch it, Roseanne? We didn't even mention that happened, like, the weekend.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So, I already knew I wasn't going to stay up for so long, because I was already up super early that day. But I got to watch, like, a good hour and a half of it. Same. And it was so interesting because, you know, Begins is not a concert that you could easily find. So everyone was tripping out about, like, the VCRs, because they didn't get to watch, like, the full, because I only post, like, clips of it in my videos because, you know, girl, copyright.
Yeah.
Jose knows. Yes. So it was really cool to also, it's crazy. I was telling my boyfriend about this when we were watching their energy level. If you just change their outfit, you change their hair to, like, what it is now in 2021, and it's as if time never changed. Like, their energy level, if not the same, even better now.
Correct.
You know, like, yes, you could see their passion is still there, and that was, like, one thing that I, like, that really stood out to me. But
yeah, it had been a while since I watched performances from that show, because I had only seen some of the performance. I never actually saw the entire show from beginning to end. And I was able to. I watched Begins and then I went to bed. I was like, y'all, I'm falling asleep. I cannot stay up for the remainder of Bang Bang Con, because it was literally 3 a.m. by the time it was done. I was like, y'all, I need some sleep, y'all. I need to sleep. But I also watched the entirety of BTS Begins, and the same thing. I was like, I hadn't watched this in a while. I was like, yo, their energy was, like, through the roof. Mm-hmm. They've been eating CDs since the beginning. Like, it's like as if they, I don't know, it's just vocalist kings, dance kings. I was like, y'all, oh my God, I was living my best life. Converse High tomorrow. Literally, when tomorrow came on, I was tweeting, I was like, this is one of my, like, when it comes to BTS songs, like, that I'm going to recommend, tomorrow is the one, or one of them that will always go as one of my favorites. And then I also tweeted, I was like, if you don't F-U-C-K with tomorrow, I cannot trust you. Like, I cannot trust you at all. You're blocked.
I saw that. As soon as tomorrow came on, I immediately thought of Jose, because I think we've had this conversation before. Tomorrow.
That is my song. Oh my God. That is my song.
So it's just so interesting because, you know, they've also kind of re-performed a lot of the older songs. We have new performances of it, but it's just really amazing to see how things were back then. It's kind of like, if only y'all knew, you know.
Oh my god, yeah.
I think,
and that was the year that I found them. So I was like, right. In my feelings, I was like, y'all, 2015 is the year that I found them. So it's like I went back in time, y'all. Back in time.
Oh my gosh, that really was like a really good throwback and something that you could like relate to, because you know, 2015 was your year with BTS. Yeah. So. You know what, though? I was wondering. I thought it was going to be longer. Do you think they're going to have another one? Because I thought it was going to be 2 days or at least longer.
Yeah, that one was a little bit suspicious. I was like, huh, last year was 2 days, a full weekend. Yeah. This time it was only 1 day and only 3 concerts. They did 4 last year. And then at the end of BangBangCon 2020, they announced that they would be coming back in June, which was the live concert that they did. But this time around, they didn't announce anything. So I'm like, okay, so we got nothing to go off of now.
I mean, if we do go off of that supposedly chart thing, they said there's going to be 2 offline concerts. I don't know. But see, I said, so we'll see. Maybe we might get another one. Maybe we might not. I'm a clown. So
I think it will, though. I think it will happen. Like, I feel like every year BTS has some type of something concert that's like recent. That's like right now in the present. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, yeah,
for sure. I feel like it will happen because they haven't performed anywhere, like the album, like B, they haven't performed it for a concert.
Yeah, you know? And that makes sense if supposedly they do drop a new single or maybe even a mini album that could be incorporated into the offline concert. Yeah. Which I can't wait if that's true.
Yes. But yeah, that was it for this episode, guys. To stay updated, follow us on Twitter at InterludeArmyPD, along with our Instagram at InterludeArmyPD. And if you want to send any feedback or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to us today. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you for tuning in and have an amazing week, you guys.
Bye, Ruzan. Bye, Army.
Bye, Jose. Bye, Army. Kim Namjoon.